So, Dan, you know, what are some of the things that you would do when you knew you were training hard? How could you? Did you take time out? Did you get away for a day sometimes, just do nothing?
Oh, absolutely, Nick. It was a really important part of my training process was to escape, to let go. And I found myself I found that surrounding myself with people that didn't talk about my job was very important to me. I had a couple of really good friends, and when we got together, they didn't ask me about my training. They didn't ask me about, you know, my goals and are you getting ready for the gold, you know, that sort of stuff. We didn't talk about it, and it didn't stress me out. You know, I know a lot of athletes have different routines, but, you know, athletes get into playing golf. Athletes get into, and nowadays athletes get into playing poker. Why? Because it's an escape, some sort of a release. Some sort of place to go where they can set their mind and their body free from what it is that they're doing every single day. So, yes, I definitely had that sanctuary, whether it was on the golf course or just at home watching television, hanging out with some friends. But I had to get people around me that knew when it was time to turn it on and turn it off. So it was something that was very important to me. And I realized it early in my career how important the rest was in relation to the training. Yeah, I needed to rest just as much as I trained, believe it or not.